the Rugby Union Podcast.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Rugby Union Podcast. We're going to look ahead to the final week of this year's Six Nations, and what a week it could be. Still several teams in with a chance of winning the Six Nations this year, and we're going to find out who Jeff Probyn thinks will go on to win. How are you, Jeff?
Hi, I'm fine. After last weekend, we were hoping that last weekend would lead this major challenge for this weekend, that we'd actually find out who's going to win the championship. I mean, at the end of the day, if Wales had won against England, it would have changed the whole makeup for this weekend. Now, it's all still to play for, and it looks like a great weekend of rugby in front of us.
It does. As the table stands at the moment, we've got Ireland at the top of the table with 6 points, but a far superior points difference to England in second, who also have six, and France in third on 6 points. It's then 4 points for Wales, two for Scotland, and in sixth place Italy without a win on the board. So Ireland in the driving seat as we go into this, just purely because of the points difference, Jeff.
Well, the massive points difference. I think it's something like 50 points. And as much as I expect England to win in Italy, I don't expect them to score 50 points. Even the Irish didn't manage that, and they were playing at home at the Aviva. The Italians, when they play in Rome, do pick up their game. They've got Sergio Parisi back in the side. They rested him. Hard to believe that the Italians would rest the player playing against the Irish, but they rested him against the Irish. They also left Gori on the bench. He did come in the game, but the Italian side didn't put their best team on the field against the Irish. They were looking to save themselves for this week because they realised what an important game this is, playing in front of their home fans. They want to have a very good game. I expect England to beat the Italians, but I do expect the Italians to put up a far better performance than we saw them giving to last week against the Irish in the Aviva.
Okay, let's move on to that game in a little bit more detail then. England away at Italy, they go to Rome for their final match, and the betting looks like this. Italy are 10-1, the draw is 33-1, and England are 25-1 on. The handicap is Italy plus 21 at 10-11, the handicap tie with 21 in favour of Italy is 16-1, and England minus those 21 points is 10-11. England need a big win in Rome, Jeff, and the handicapper has put 21 on the board. England need more than that. Do you think they'll cover the handicap?
I think they will cover the handicap. I think that, but it will. You know, the Italians will dig in deep, and they're not going to want a cricket score against them. They had that last week against the Irish, as I say, 46 points to 7, I think it was, or 46 point. It was definitely a 46 point margin to the Irish side, but that was played in the Aviva Stadium. They're playing in the Olympic Stadium in Rome. That's the home ground for the Italians. I expect England to win, but I expect it to be something like maybe 30 points.
Okay, 30 points. Let's just have a look on the winning margin betting then. England to win by, let's have a look, 26 to 30 points is 6-1 on the 5-point winning margin. And we usually have 10-point winning margins on the site. Not on there at the moment, but I imagine they will be added later on.
Well, even 6-1, that's a good bet. That's a good bet.
Yeah. Let's talk about team news, Jeff. England naming the same starting 15 as they did last week. Manu Tuilagi comes back into the squad, though. He's back on the bench in the place of Alex Goud, returning from injury. Italy have pretty much changed their squad around as well. They've gone for their first team. Like you mentioned, they didn't really do that against Ireland, did they? But any significant team news in there?
Well, I think the fact that Tuilagi coming back into the England side is good news from an England point of view. What difference it makes to the team is probably not very much. I mean, the England team play with such pace and intensity against the Welsh team last week. You can understand why Stuart Lancaster has stuck with that group of players. They are gelling as a squad now. They are gelling as a team. But a player like Tuilagi does offer that, what can you call him, power input when he comes on from the subs bench, and he'll be an impact substitute against what probably will be a tiring Italian side. The Italians have stepped up to the plate a little bit more. They've got a few young players. They bloodied a few players last week against the Irish side, but they've gone back to their first team, and going back to their first team means that they do have a a deal of quality. They'll do all right in the scrums against England. Castro Giovanni in there is very experienced, obviously. So say Sergio Parisi coming back, he is an inspirational player for the Italian side. I expect the Italians to, this will be a do or die game for the Italians. For them, they know they're going to get the wooden spoon, whatever else, but they want to come out of this game with a bit of self-respect, and they will play very hard, very fast, very intense rugby against an England team. So England will have to be on their mettle, but I do expect England to win quite comfortably.
Okay, so England to win quite comfortably then. We haven't got any player markets priced up at the moment yet. They will be added to the site later on. Would any try scorer bets be screaming out to you in this match, Jeff?
Well, you've got to look at Luther Burrell. He does seem to be the man at the moment. I think he scored in every round of the championship so far. So Luther Burrell's got to be in there as an any-time scorer. Mike Brown, again, his attacking running style, he is a very good counter attacker. Obviously the Italians will be aware of that, but he's a very deceptive and strong runner as well. You've got to look at him. And maybe Tuilagi, if Tuilagi comes on early enough in the second half to be able to get his chance to show what the England have been missing, he's a guy who could be an any time scorer.
Okay, a few try scorers there to go up, but in summary then of the England match, Jeff, you expect an England win. You think it'll be around the 30-point margin, but in the end, I suppose it's not quite good enough if Ireland win.
If Ireland win, I think Ireland will win the championship. And that's the big if. You know, we're looking at the Italians. The Italians will go out and play. England know what they have to do. 50 points is probably beyond them, as I actually think the Italians are a better side than they got credit for from last week's performance. They put their first team out, as we've just said. They may even score a couple of tries. You know, let's look at a couple of Italian scorers. You've got to look at Gori round the side of the scrum. He'll be aware of Danny Kerr's efforts and will close that area down. You've got to look at Campanario, the centre, who's also scored a couple of tries for Italy. Let's give them a go. I don't see Parisi scoring, but you never know. You never know. It's worth a bet, maybe a dodgy tenner on one of the Italians to score a try.
Okay, so England not going to get it all their own way in that game then. We'll move on to the second game of the weekend. This is Wales against Scotland, and Wales are 1-8 to win the match. The draw 25-1, Scotland 11-2, Wales minus 13 on the handicap at 10-11. The handicap tie with 13 in the favour of Scotland is 16-1, and Scotland getting that 13 point buffer is also 10-11. Wales have rung the changes ahead of this, Jeff, 6 changes in total to the Welsh side, and Scotland just delaying their team news at the moment because they're waiting a few injuries. But are Wales going to go for this, go out on a big high, do you think?
I think they're going to try to. I think in one way they probably would have made 7 changes. They probably would have dropped Geoffrey Jenkins were it not for the fact that this now takes him up to be the record holder in terms of Welsh caps. So Geoffrey Jenkins, unfortunately for him, has been sin-binned in the last 2 games, and that has actually worked against the Welsh side from performing. Against France, it worked in Wales's favour because the French pack were beginning to get dominance. The French were in an attacking area, and when the two props were Simbin, Mass and Geoffrey Jenkins, it took the heat out of the French game, and Wales turned it around and made a big impact, obviously. I think Geoffrey Jenkins going off against England cost Wales a little bit because Wales was starting to play a little bit of rugby, and to lose one of their key players at that stage was a blow for Wales. I think that in some ways, Warren Gatland is showing support for Geoffrey Jenkins, given the amount of pressure that he's under the press, and also giving him that record cap score. I think as a team, the Welsh are a very good side, and I think Liam Williams coming in for Leah Halfpenny doesn't do any damage at all to their attacking capabilities. In fact, probably improves their attacking capabilities with a bigger, stronger player, a guy who plays in the centre most of the time. For the Scarlets coming in at fullback, I think Dan Bigger coming in makes the Welsh a better side. Dan Bigger was a very good player when he played fly half for Wales through most of last season. Didn't get on the Lions trip, must have felt he did something wrong, God knows what, but he was one of the few Welshmen not to be taken on the Lions trip, and now he gets his chance back in the Welsh side to show what he can do and show what Wales has been missing. I expect Dan Bigger to have a big game. Mike Phillips as well coming back, the man who's too aggressive for Welsh rugby, hard to believe, but that's going to be very important. I think the way that Wales will want to play the game, will be to finish on a high. They've got all their players running. They'll be very, very disappointed about that loss against England. The Scotland team have played some good rugby over the past few weeks. They've improved a little bit. It was a very close game against the French the other week, and last-ditch penalty losing the game for the Scots. The Scots will go there, bit of confidence. They'll be not a bad side, but I think that the bookies, as usual, the people, the prices, have got the margins about right. I expect this to be about maybe a maximum 15-point margin in favour of the Welsh.
OK, so the handicap looks about right to Jeff then. Wales to win by 11 to 15 points is 9-2 on the winning margins. And if you think that Wales will cover the handicap, it's 10-11 for them, minus 13 on that handicap market. Let's talk about a few players then, Jeff. Once again, the prices aren't on site yet, but they will be added before the weekend matches. Who stands out to you as a try scorer here then?
Well, you're looking at the Welsh side. You've obviously got to look at George North. He had a quiet game last week against the English. He'll want to be out there and play big rugby. Obviously, you've got to look at Jonathan Davis running off the wing, running off the shoulder of Jamie Roberts for the Welsh side. Mike Phillips running around, a powerful runner close to a Welsh pack who were obviously a bit bruised from last week's game with England. You've got to look at Mike Phillips as a possible scorer. For the Scots, Stuart Hogg is always the danger man. As he proved, he scored a try last week. He is probably their one and only world-class back at the moment. And I see Stuart Hogg as the man that we've got to look out for the Scottish side. It's good to see the Scots have got their back row back together. You know, with that man Denton, he's keen, he's a good runner, carries the ball well. He's a possible try scorer as well for the Scots.
Okay, a few try scorers there then, but in the end Jeff thinks Wales will come out on top and end their Six Nations campaign on a high. Not quite as high as last year, of course, but a good way to go out. And the final match of the weekend is on Saturday evening as France play host to Ireland. The Six Nations could all hinge on this match, and France are 11-10, the draw 16-1, and Ireland 5-6. France plus 1 on the handicap at 10-11. The handicap tie is 16-1, and Ireland minus 1 point is 10-11. I traded, don't think there'll be too much in it, but do you think Ireland will win more comfortably than the 1 point margin suggests?
There's a bit of me, my heart wants Ireland to win. It's Brian O'Driscoll's last game of rugby for Ireland. You kind of think to yourself, the emotion is with Ireland, but unfortunately sport's not emotion, it's about results on the field. The French also have an awful lot to play for. They've had an appalling Six Nations. They've been up and down. They started well against England, if you like, but with a lucky win, with a couple of breakaway tries that got them into the game. There's been all sorts of disarray going on in the French camp. We've seen Saint-André banned players like Louis Picamole for abusing match referees. We've seen changes in the makeup of this French side. We've seen total chaos. And if you look at that, you'd say definitely Ireland are going to win this. But this is France we're talking about. They're probably going to turn out and put in the one performance that they always put in the Six Nations. I think it will be a very physical game. And unfortunately, I hate to say this, but my head tells me that the French will win it. It's being played in Paris. They've playing at home in front of their home crowd. The French crowd will get on the back of the French players if they don't play well. But I think the French players will put in a performance. I think it will be a close game, but I expect the French to just sneak this by between 5 and 8 points.
Okay, so France to win by between 5 and 10 points, 6 and 10 points on the website is 5-1. You might want to do 1-5 at 4-1 as well, just to cover that one. But okay, so that's interesting, Jeff, because you think that France will win this game. Therefore, if England keep up their part of the bargain and win, they would win the Six Nations.
Yeah, that's just, when we started the Six Nations, and I was talking to Michael, we both favoured Ireland, and we favoured Ireland without seeing any games. We've seen the games now. Ireland have played some outstanding rugby in the Six Nations, and they've put together their teamwork very, very well. They've played good stuff. England beat Ireland, though, and the thing about that is that they've shown how to beat Ireland, and I think that France have they've put out a very powerful pack. They've got their first team playing. They've got Picamole back, who's playing on the blind side, which is unusual for him. He normally plays at the number eight position, but they're brought him back there to, if you like, to match the Irish ferocity in the back row. And the Irish back row is a ferocious back row, with Henry, who's been playing some of the best rugby in this championship. He's been an outstanding substitute for Sean O'Brien. Heaslip is always good. As a balance, the Irish back have been very good. We know that the Irish backs are very good, but Sexton hasn't played that well. And Sexton now playing in France, the French know him. They will target Sexton as a weakness in that Irish side. Brian O'Driscoll, I expect to play well. You look at the possible try scorers in the Irish side, and you do know that it's Trimble, Kearney, obviously, both Kearneys, whether it's Rob or if it's Dave Kearney. They're both capable of scoring tries. But in the French side, there are four or five guys who are definite try scorers. You look at Bryce, and you look at Bryce Dunlong, should I say, because they don't pronounce their I's, do they? You've got Huguer as well. He's there. And as I say, Thicko is coming to the side for them, who scored the try that won the game for France against England. Madard as well on the wing. You've got four or five players there who have outstanding talents. At last, San Andreas picked what I think is a balanced French side, and I think they'll just have a little bit too much for this Irish side.
Okay, so the French have a little bit too much for the Irish, and then that would make the outright betting for the competition very interesting. We'll just touch on that before we go. Ireland are 5-6 to win the Six Nations. England even money, and 28-1 for France. So England at even money, that must appeal to you then, Jeff?
Even money for England does appeal to me. I think that, you know, as I say, before the championship, I was very much in favour of Ireland. I think that France win this game, England win the championship. It'll be the first Six Nations England have won for a few years. But I think it's worth the even money bet.
Yeah, finished runner-up in the last couple of years, so it would show that England's progression is coming on, because they are improving, aren't they, at the moment, England?
Well, they're getting steadier. When you watch their performances, there's an intensity and pace about the game that we haven't seen for a long time in an England team. Yes, they're making mistakes. Yes, they're not always taking the right options. But the style and intensity that they're playing, and it's an upward curve as far as England are concerned. It's a young side. They are developing well. And they are producing what I think is some of the best rugby I've seen from an England team for a long while.
Okay, good stuff. Could be a good weekend for England. Then enjoy this weekend's rugby, Jeff, and good luck with our selections. And we'll speak to you again later on in the year.
It'll be great. I'm looking forward to the rugby.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.